Amid the stars in the sky, humanity expands and thrives as it pushes back the boundaries of the universe. From the luxury of the core systems to the harsh worlds of the frontier, men still fight. Some fight for survival or greed. Some fight for a flag and others for retribution. But across the lonely darkness, they all share one aim: to be elite.
Escape Velocity, an Elite Dangerous audio adventure serial written and produced by Christopher Jarvis. Episode 5, The Dark Shadow.
I've been very patient, Thane, and I have little time. We can get you out of here in minutes. All we ask is that before you leave in your ship, you hand us the girl, for your safety and hers. We are not people you want to cross, 45.
I get told that a lot.
Well?
You can't trust them, Thane. I'm your only shot at getting us off this planet alive.
It's a deal.
Excellent decision, Commander. Dallas, switch on the cameras. Be seeing you.
Kerlek.
What do you want?
How quickly can you get us out of here?
Do you think he'll go through with it?
Hard to say. He's a tricksy son of a spacer.
Are you going to see the girl?
No. I don't want to risk a confrontation in this security area.
What should I do?
Hang on, Dallas. Go for message.
There you are, 23. Report.
Grand Matriarch Absalon.
Get on with it, child. Have you secured the girl?
Almost. The Federal military have them under arrest.
Damn. How irritating. Have you made arrangements?
I've made a deal with the pilot. I don't know if he can be trusted. I was about to instruct Dallas to take the girl while I cover the landing bay in my Viper, in case the pilot is planning a double cross.
Dallas? Who is Dallas?
Agent 39, Eminence.
Ah, yes. A very capable unit. Change your plans.
Eminence?
Intelligence suggests that Alpha 23 is in the system.
Camilla,
you know what you must do. If you have the chance to face Alpha 23, you must deal with her yourself.
But I have so much work still to do.
Do you forget your duty, child? The purpose of your training, your very existence?
No, Grand Matriarch.
You are her dark shadow, and she is your guiding light. You must reach out to her and share your darkness.
I am her dark shadow. What must I do?
Pilot the Viper yourself. Leave 39 on the ground to cover the exchange. Dallas can handle the girl. You must deal with Camilla. Clear?
Clear.
Good girl.
What is it?
Orders from Mother. Head to the dock in case Thane does hand over the girl willingly. I'm going to my ship to cover the Merlin. When Thane does take off, with or without the girl, I'll destroy it.
As you wish.
Okay, sounds like they've gone. Kerlek, what's your plan for getting us out of here?
Does your cell have a keypad on the door?
Sure, but the encryption on this thing is impossible to break.
Well, type in IML337.
Okay.
Hello?
See? Told you I had a plan.
How did you get the code?
Well, that was the easy bit. I had the code off the guard within the first 10 minutes of being here. Turns out she's a big fan of my skills. I even made a sale on top of the codes.
Do you have May's code too?
Yeah. Come on, I think her cell's down here.
Well, I couldn't leave you behind.
Let me grab my shoes.
Are you going to tell her about...
No.
How did you get us out?
Kerlek had the door codes. Hang on a minute. If you had those, why didn't you just leave? What did you need me for?
Ah, well, that's... You see, there's a bit of the escape I'm not really good at.
Yes, prisoner. You still have to pass the guard.
Oh. That would be you, I suppose.
I don't want to lose my job for letting you get away, so I need you to make this look good.
What do you mean, look good?
That's a good start, prisoner. Bruises on my fist show that I tried hard to stop you.
Faye!
Best leave them to it, sweetheart. We need to get that service panel open.
Come on, prisoner. At least try and hit me back.
But...
They'll be fine, I promise. Right, now, where in my artificial leg did I stash that blowtorch?
Come on, how is it supposed to look like I failed to stop you escape? If you can't even land one punch?
I'm not exactly trained in hand-to-hand fighting, you know. If I was in my ship, this would be a very different story. Stop! Stop! Wait. Give me a sec.
Okay, prisoner. Let's try this differently. How about I...
As they say on the frontier, if you're in a fair fight, you're doing it wrong. Boy, that spacing witch can punch.
Did she hurt you?
Ignore him. I think he's in love. I've never seen him smile this much.
I'll smile at you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could interrupt your argument just for a moment. The door is open. After you.
Where are we?
I can't tell. I'm not used to the layout of Imperial spaceports.
We should be somewhere near the viewing gallery.
Sounds like someone has figured out we're trying to leave.
We should go that way.
Okay, come on.
Down here.
Wait, look out!
Quick, back this way.
All right.
Halt, prisoners. You will stop there and submit to Imperial security.
What now?
Here, duck behind this counter.
Halt. Federal soldiers, you withdraw and leave the prisoners to us.
Negative, Imperial. These citizens are guilty of federal crimes and will be released into our custody.
In the matter of spaceport security, we have jurisdiction, and we will deal with these prisoners for the crime of breaking detention.
What do we do now, Sarge?
Can't risk an incident with the Imperial, son. Back off. Slowly.
Unit, we mustn't allow a diplomatic incident to occur. Lower weapons and withdraw.
Okay, what in space just happened?
The soldiers left. All of them.
Let me get this straight. The Imperial and Federal security teams both backed out of arresting us because they couldn't have any direct dealings with each other.
It happens all the time in these border systems. The Federation don't want to get into a scrap with us.
The war here is so cold that they don't even fire a gun within a mile of each other.
Isn't it the same in the frontier?
No. We just start shooting and whoever's left at the end gets the bounty.
Welcome to civilization. Come on, lad. Let's get to the docking bays before somebody changes their mind. Is that your ship?
Yeah.
Isn't that a Merlin? That's a bit new and fancy for you, isn't it?
Yeah, she's my pride and joy. Can we get on, please?
Where did you get it?
Maybe later. Let's go.
Tom! They're coming after us.
Space! They're shooting. If one of those shots hits the docking bay seal, we're in trouble. Have you still got that remlock?
Yeah.
Keep hold of it and run. Come on, run!
We made it.
Oh, this is a nice ship. A very nice ship. Above more the damage.
Not now.
They're still shooting out there. Can they damage the ship?
Those rifles shouldn't scratch the armour. Orbital traffic control. This is Merlin Attack Fighter Escape Velocity. Registration Echo Victor 223. Requesting takeoff clearance.
Negative EV223. Our records indicate that you have unresolved police fines.
Space! We can't get out.
Leave it to me. Is that Jason? Are you still enjoying those counterfeit dream sequences I sold you? The legal ones are really expensive, aren't they?
Clearance granted, Commander. Seal airlocks and prepare for launch.
Thank you, OTC. I always say it pays to have a good memory.
What's happening down there, Dallas?
Thane betrayed us. He escaped, grabbed the girl, and got to his ship. You should see him on your scanner.
Hang on. Got it. His ship is just leaving the atmosphere.
Are you going to take him out?
Just watch me. Wait a minute. There's another ship angling around for an attack vector.
Ma'am, sensors indicate Thane's ship is lifting off. Do you want to open fire?
No, wait. I want to talk to him. I want to be sure he's on that ship, and I want him to know that it's me who kills him. Open a channel.
Hailing craft.
Hello? Hello? Who's this? It's not really a good time.
Hello, Thane.
Camilla? You sound... well?
Thank you, honey. And thank you for confirming you're on your ship.
Wait. Listen. It wasn't my fault. The police picked me up as soon as I got here.
How good is your memory, Commander Thane? If you think back, you'll recall I said that if anything happened to the shipment, it would be bad news for you.
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna be bad news for you, I'm afraid. If it's any consolation, I hope you survive the destruction of your ship.
Really? Why?
Because then we can rescue you, and I can finish the job with a knife.
Pilot, assign me the firing controls. Come round for an attack.
That went well, considering. Incoming! Hold on!
Not this again!
Sorry, kid. Getting shot at is almost a daily part of space travel.
And that's why I stay on the ground.
Can you get him out of here? Take him to the cargo bay or something.
Can't you hyperspace out?
We're too close to the planet. Believe you me, as soon as the drive spins up, we are out of here.
Where do we go? We've got the Federation and the Empire after us.
We might... no, we can't.
What? What are you thinking?
I didn't want to have to admit it, but we might have to run to the frontier.
Wait, I can't go back there.
Yeah, you and me both. But I'm running out of choices here.
Listen, I...
May?
I think... take us into the Empire.
What? Are you insane?
Take me to my father. He can help.
We've got half the galaxy after us. What can your father do?
Well, he is a senator.
Say that again?
My father is an Imperial Senator. His name is Tobias Havelock.
You'd better not be joking.
Of course I'm not joking. I want to go home.
And you leave it until now to mention it?
I've been trying to tell you my father can help for ages, but you never listen.
All right, punch it into the computer while I keep us alive. Where are we going?
My father was posted to Fasis.
The naval shipyard. You have to be kidding.
All right, do it.
How's it going, Levant? Is Thane destroyed yet?
No. Whoever is attacking him is making a mess of it. I was hoping to sit back and watch someone else destroy them, but at this rate, he'll get away.
Do something!
I'm moving in to attack.
Incoming communication.
Open channel.
Who the hell is this? This is my kill. Back off!
That voice.
Lorand? That sounds like...
It's Alpha 23. She's here. Her voice.
Is it time? Do you feel it?
I feel it. Her voice is drawing me. I am her dark shadow.
Dark shadow? What the hell are you talking about? Get off my target or I'll kill you too.
I am the dark shadow and she is the guiding light. I share with her my darkness.
Thane, another craft is moving in to attack Camilla.
Good. I'll take all the help I can get.
Moving to attack us.
What? How dare they? I will prize the flesh from our bones. Destroy it! I can't get a good hit. That Viper is loaded with shield. Destroy her, damn you! Destroy her! I can't! She's on a collision course. She's going to ram us.
No!
I share my darkness with you.
The other ship just rammed them.
Their survivors packed one hell of a punch.
Are they down?
According to the scanner, the Viper is drifting. It's powerless.
And the Constrictor? Camilla?
It's a big wreck, but... No. There's a hole punched right through it.
Any Remlock alarms?
No. Anybody on board must be dead by now. There's a single escape pod in the wreckage.
Not our problem. Let's get out of here. Let's go and find your father.
Are you okay? I found your pod drifting in the wreckage of that battle.
This ship? What kind of ship is it?
This? This is my Cobra Mark III. It may look a bit retro, but you'll be perfectly safe.
That'll do just fine. I'll take it. I'm gonna find you, Thane. I'm gonna find you, and I'm gonna kill you twice.
Episode 5 of Escape Velocity. Amy Timms played Meg, Christopher Jarvis, Thane, Rebecca Keeves, Lorand, and Leah McCauley, Dallas. Janet Westwood-Wilson played Camilla, Anne Collins, Absalon, Katie Howes, Pilot, with John Stabler as Orbital Traffic Control, and Chris Fosser-Forrester as himself. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Escape Velocity is a work of fan fiction written and produced by Christopher Jarvis, with additional music by Alan Stroud, and is a Radio Theatre Workshop production for laveradio.com. Elite Dangerous is copyright Frontier Developments. To find out more, please visit escapevelocity.laveradio.com.